Hey everyone, welcome to a deep dive on Warren G. We're going to unpack 30 years of West Coast hip-hop history, the rise of G-Funk, and get some incredible insights from Warren G himself. We have a recent interview with him, where he reflects on his journey, his influences, and even his upcoming anniversary tour.
You know what's really interesting? Is how Warren G goes beyond just like reminiscing about his career. He really digs into some of the bigger dynamics of the hip-hop scene, like past and present, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Like when he talks about the whole Kendrick Lamar and Drake situation, I was super curious what his take would be on that.
Well, it's fascinating. He sees this kind of rivalry, this back and forth that we call beef in the hip-hop world as a potential positive.
Yeah, he actually says that competition is kind of baked into hip-hop's DNA.
Yeah.
That it pushes the genre forward.
Exactly. He even compares it, you know, to the world of boxing, where fighters train harder because they know someone else is coming for the title. And as long as it's respectful, Warren G believes that this competitive spirit ultimately benefits everyone. Makes you think about all the legendary rivalries in hip hop, like Biggie and Tupac, right? It's a double-edged sword for sure, but there's no denying that their music. It just captivated audiences and pushed the boundaries.
Absolutely. It's like this creative tension that fuels innovation and pushes the art form forward.
Okay, so competition can be a good thing. But let's talk about Warren G's musical influences, because this is where things get really interesting. You know, when you think G-Funk, smooth grooves, laid-back vibes, you probably don't think jazz clubs or blues singers, right?
Right.
It's unexpected.
And that's what makes Warren G's story so unique. He credits his parents for this influence. They were huge jazz and blues fans, and he grew up surrounded by those sounds.
Yeah, he talks about how those genres, with their emphasis on storytelling and raw emotion, shaped his musical sensibilities from a young age.
And you can totally hear it in his music. Like jazz and blues, G-Funk is all about the groove, telling stories through sound, evoking a certain mood and feeling. It's that soulful element that really sets it apart.
And speaking of influences, we can't talk Warren G without mentioning his stepbrother, Dr. Dre. Talk about a front row seat to hip hop history.
Absolutely. Warren G being so close to Dr. Dre, witnessing his rise firsthand, it's huge. He talks about how that experience was like a masterclass in dedication, in the creative process, and in the power of collaboration.
He learned so much just from being in that environment, you know? Seeing how Dr. Dre worked, how he built a team, how he mentored other artists.
Speaking of mentorship, Warren G played a big role in launching Snoop Dogg's career. It's a really heartwarming story about the power of believing in someone and giving them a chance.
He saw Snoop's talent early on and was determined to help him succeed. You know, he talks about driving Snoop to different studios, trying to get him noticed, really going above and beyond to support him.
It just shows the impact a mentor can have. Sometimes all it takes is that one person who believes in you, pushes you to keep going, even when things get tough.
Makes you realize success is rarely a solo journey. Having a supportive community can make all the difference.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, this idea of community ties into what Warren G was saying about longevity in the music industry. He stayed relevant for 3 decades, which is not easy.
Right. It's crazy how trends come and go.
Yeah.
And he's so honest about the challenges, the need to evolve and stay true to yourself while being open to new sounds and collaborations. It's a balance.
He uses the word resilience. Yeah. I think it captures his approach. He's not afraid to experiment, to push his own creative boundaries. And he really emphasizes staying connected to his fans, which is a big reason why this tour is so special to him.
You can feel the gratitude when he talks about his fans. He knows that his success isn't just about his talent. It's about the people who've supported him, who've connected with his music.
Definitely. And speaking of connecting with people, we got to talk about Regulate. That song has become a cultural touchstone, instantly recognizable, and it still resonates with fans across generations.
It's amazing, 30 years later, and it still has that same energy. I love how he talks about performing Regulate live and how it gives him that same feeling, that connection with the audience.
It's wild. It's a testament to the power of creating something authentic, something that speaks to people's experiences. Like, Regulate captures a moment in time, a feeling, and it connects because it's so genuine.
Yeah.
So true to Warren G's voice.
That's such a good point. When you create something honest, something real, it has a lasting impact.
For sure. Makes you think about legacy, what we leave behind. It's not just about the commercial success. It's about making a meaningful contribution, about touching people's lives with your art.
It reminds me of when I was starting out, how much I needed the support, the encouragement of others.
We're all connected. We can achieve so much more when we support each other's dreams. And that's something Warren G embodies, that mentorship, the collaboration, giving back to the community.
Let's talk about this anniversary tour. It sounds like a celebration.
Oh, yeah. He's pulling out all the stops. Expect all the classic hits, maybe some surprises, some guest appearances, some fresh takes on familiar tracks.
He mentioned showcasing how his sound has evolved, how he's grown as an artist, but without losing sight of his roots. I think fans are in for a treat.
Totally agree. This tour isn't just a concert. It's a culmination of 3 decades of hard work, passion, dedication to his craft. It's going to be powerful.
A full circle moment. A chance to reconnect with his roots, to celebrate his accomplishments, and share that journey with the people who've been there with him.
It's a chance to look ahead to the next chapter. He talked about wanting to collaborate with younger artists, bridge that generational gap, share his knowledge and experience, that mentorship spirit again.
It's like he's saying, I've learned a few things, and I want to pass it on. It's inspiring, that generosity, helping others find their own voice.
You know, something Warren G said got me thinking. He talked about how jazz and blues shaped his music. Those genres that you don't typically associate with West Coast hip-hop. It makes you wonder what will influence the next generation.
What musical hybrids, what unexpected combinations might we see? So exciting to think about.
It highlights something about Warren G. He's never been afraid to experiment, to find inspiration from different places. He shows us the power of being open-minded, embracing diverse influences, finding new ways to express yourself.
It's a message that goes beyond music. It's about being curious, stepping outside your comfort zone, always looking for new ways to learn and grow.
Absolutely. It's about that journey of discovery, those unexpected detours that lead to interesting places.
You know, as we wrap up this deep dive into Warren G's world, there's one more thing I want to highlight about him that has really stuck with me.
Oh, yeah, I'm curious.
It's his humility. I mean, here's a guy who has achieved so much success, who helped shape West Coast hip hop, and yet he's never arrogant or self-important.
So true. He's just so down to earth, grateful for the opportunity. You know, he even says that some of his success was just being in the right place at the right time.
Exactly. It's refreshing to hear someone like him acknowledge the role of luck and timing. Makes him even more relatable.
For sure. It shows you that success doesn't have to change who you are. He's still Warren G from Long Beach.
Uh-huh.
And that just shines through in his music and everything he does.
I think that's a big reason why his music has connected with so many people for so long. It comes from a genuine place, and people feel that.
And speaking of connecting with people, this anniversary tour is going to be special. It's not just about celebrating his past. It's about connecting with his fans on a different level.
It feels like an invitation to join him on this musical journey he's been on for 3 decades. To hear those classic tracks that have become the soundtrack of our lives.
It's like he's saying, come celebrate with me. Let's reminisce. Let's experience this together. And knowing Warren G, it's going to be more than a concert. It's going to be a party, a family reunion, a celebration of hip-hop culture.
Oh, I can already picture it. Tears, laughter, people leaving that venue feeling so inspired and energized.
Inspired to create, to collaborate, to chase their own dreams, just like Warren G.
So as we wrap up, what are some key takeaways for our listeners?
I think Warren G's story shows us that following your passion is crucial, even when things are uncertain. He had challenges, but his dedication paid off.
His journey also highlights the importance of community, of surrounding yourself with talented and supportive people, like his work with Dr. Dre, his mentorship of Snoop Dogg. It all speaks to the power of teamwork.
And staying true to yourself. He's always been Warren G, and that authenticity is why he's so respected and such an enduring figure in hip-hop.
Well said. So to everyone listening, if you haven't already, go check out Warren G's music, especially Regulate. And if you get a chance to see his anniversary tour, don't miss it. It's going to be unforgettable.
It's a celebration of a musical legacy that keeps inspiring. You might even be inspired to create something amazing yourself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Warren G. We'll see you next time for another exploration of music, culture, and creativity.